Tischala Lasser as Kolmasa Tvos Kolbashona Ashlishishna Samaser Rasata Lavaini Vil Girl Yosomal Amora Kachlum Sharech Vesaveo. Right, so we know that every several years there is a declaration made that a person got rid of, he gave his proper trumas and maestras, and he was done, did everything properly. That's called vidui maiser. It's the declaration that he gave rid of, you know, that he got, he was mafrish the maiser. And he says, whereas he's saying he did everything kedasu kedin when he was mafrish trumas and maestras. He makes this declaration. And Rashi explains it's on the fourth year. Like, big more the Hafrish Meister shall show us delicious. It was when he finishes the third year of the cycle, so the next year he says it. And then several years later. In case Shev Shonim Lin Hakel, Malon Regal, Kan Regal. And then on the fourth and the, I believe the fourth and the seventh year, that's when he makes these declarations that he did everything properly. So one of the things he says is Larvarti mi mitzvasecha velo shachachti. I didn't violate any of the mitzvos regarding trumas and maisus velo shachachti, and I didn't forget. What didn't he forget? So Rashi says, I didn't forget to make the bracha. When I was mafish maisus, there's a bracha he's supposed to make. I didn't neglect making that bracha. Lo shachachti means milavarecha. So everyone asked the kasha, take a look in the next page from Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. There's a famous perish on Rashi from the Mizrahi. He asked the kasha, what does it mean? Don't we assume that all brachas we got through is of the Rabbanim? Brachas are the Rabbanim. Birkas HaMitzvah certainly is only the Rabbanim. Well, it could be other shittas like that. We just got through learning Birkas HaNedin is the Rabbanim. We ended off with a kasha. Why isn't it the Rabbanim? The bottom line is brachas are the Rabbanim. So how can you explain Pshat and the Chumash? Pshat and the Chumash, Lo Shachachti means I didn't forget to make the bracha on the Trumas and Maestros. That can't be Pshat and the Chumash. The brachas are only the Rabbanim. So the Mizrahi says, Perish me the Shabechcha. Does it mean, no, it doesn't mean the technical bracha that we make today, because that's a Drabbanan. But the fact that a person should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's doing a mitzvah, so maybe that notion is a Daraisa. The fact that we make it in a particular Nusach, that is perhaps only, that's only the Rabbanim. But maybe the notion of praising God when you do a mitzvah, that could be a Daraisa. And the Sfas Emes explains on page 4, Pasuk lo shachachti, Pesach Rashi, lo shachachti l'recha, ala farshas maestros, mashatola abrocha b'zeh, ki ikur kiyem ha-mitzvahs la-sosu b'simcha av'ava.
So
V'chei makdimim bracha el ha-mitzvah la-ros chavivus v'zachon el ha-mitzvah. Whereas the concept of a bracha, whether it be the nusach we have, or the concept of the daraisa, of giving divrei shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you do a mitzvah, shows that a person has chibuv ha-mitzvah. In other words, it's important that a person, that's how I entitled the shir, Hakaras Erkon Shel Torah Bracha. It's important for a person to realize the value of something important. A lot of times we give value to things that are not so important. We think, this Gashmi's thing is so important, or this, the world certainly gives value to things that don't have the importance that we... But when we do a mitzvah, it's important before we do the mitzvah to acknowledge that this is a valuable thing. And this is a dover that we have chibuv for. And therefore we're going to do it besimcha, because just like if somebody gives you something that's monetarily valuable, he gives you a gift that's worth $1,000, you're going to be very happy. Right? So if you're about to do a mitzvah, which is so important, so if you recognize the chashivas, that will bring you the simcha. So that's the idea. The idea being that lo shachachti means I didn't forget to recognize when I did the mitzvah how important it is. I wasn't neglectful to have a true assessment of what's really important in life. So even if it doesn't mean the technical bracha, but that's what it is. And it's interesting that the Or Zarua in Hilchas Birchas Hamotzi, page 6, has a whole discussion of which brachas, when do we make a bracha, when don't we make a bracha. So he says that his thesis is that something that you're always chayiv in, like kibbutz aveim, it might not come up every second, not every second of the day is your parent asking you to give them water, but that chayiv is there all the time. But like sukkah, the chayiv is not there all the time. So the brachas we only make when the chiv is not there all the time, so it shows the excitement that it's not always there. It's something that's... In other words, so since it's not, the chiv is not always there, so when the chiv does come, we make a bracha. So what about Torah? How come we make a bracha Talmud Torah? Isn't the chiv always there? So he says the Teretz that Kevin Jakara Kriyashma Shachritz Va'arvis. That's his opinion in the Gemara that says if as long as he said Kriyashma in the morning, Kriyashma at night, he don't say the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's a little weak, because Lamaisa, the Chiv is always there. This is the minimum fulfillment. So perhaps one could suggest that Torah, in other words, the excitement of Torah is so great that even if the chiv is always there, we're still going to make a new bracha. But the point being, Rabosai, that is, as I titled the shir, that one has to, in life, have to evaluate what's, your time is limited. You can't do everything. You're not a superman. So everyone in their life has to have a list of priorities. What's priority A, what's priority B, what's priority C? And based on your list of priorities, we'll figure out what type of life you're going to have. That's basically what it is. It's all about what is your list of priorities. And what this Pasuk in Chumash, Lo Shachachti, means I didn't forget when I did the mitzvah, that not only I did the mitzvah, but I recognize that it's a priority. And we see this also in this week's parsha. We have Bikurim, right? And there's a famous Mishnah in Bikurim, page 8, where it says Kol Balei Umdius Yerushalayim Umdim Lefneim, that when the people came into Yerushalayim who brought the Bikurim, everyone stopped work. Everyone is busy with all their the plumber and the locksmith and the carpenter all stopped work and all stood up for the people that were bringing the Bikurim. Al kol balei umdiyos shabiyushalayim omdim lefneim v'sholim b'shloma machenu anshi amokim ploni bosom l'sholim. They gave him a big shalom aleichem. Now take a look in the Bartanur. It says an unbelievable thing. Kol balei umdiyos shabiyushalayim omdim lefneim aval gav de'ein balei umdiyos chayavim l'ambad b'nei talmidei chachobim b'shasha osim b'lachtam. In other words, if you're the Bali Umdus, if they're working and a Talmud Chacham passes by, they don't have to stand up. This is the famous Bar Tanura, where it says that whenever somebody's about to do a mitzvah, you stand up to give kavod for somebody who's about to do a mitzvah. So when they bring the baby in for a bris milah, you stand up for the guy who's bringing in the baby, because they're about to do a mitzvah. And that's, some want to say, that's why we stand up for the chassan and kala, based on this bar tanura, right? But the point being is the same idea that we said before. When you stand up for something, you show its importance. You show that on the list of priorities, This ranks high. This ranks high. And that's what it's all about. You know, your whole life, whatever decisions you're going to make, are all based on this yisod of what is the, what we call the sulam ha'arachim, the ladder of priorities. And if we realize that the Torah is so important, then, and mitzvahs are important, then we're going to do it b'simcha, because we rate them high. And there's a pasuk also in this week's parsha. It says, page 9, Hayom hazeh Hashem elokecha mitzavcha la'asos hachukim ha'ayim s'moshlim v'shamarta v'asisa osa b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. What does it mean, v'shamarta v'asisa? Asisa, I understand. What does it mean, the shamarta? So shamarta usually means if there's a negative, in other words, shamarta is usually lo sase. You're not supposed to eat chazer, so the shamarta means to refrain. But the Sefer Agra de Kala, that's written by the Bnei Yisoschar, says a different pshat, what does it mean, the shamarta? And this is quoted in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, in a different context, on page 11, there's a famous pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev. The Oviv Shomar Sadover. Right? It's by the dreams. The Oviv, Yaakov Avinu Shomar Sadover. So Pashutrat means he just kept quiet. But the Chazal, Rashi explained, Shomar Sadover means, Shomar means Loshon Tetzape. He anticipated for the fulfillment of the dreams. So, a lot of times, I think the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the pasuk "V'shomru v'nei Yisrael as Hashabbos" says, "What does it mean, v'shomru v'nei Yisrael as Hashabbos?" You know what it means? It means that not only you should keep Shabbos, but before Shabbos, you should yearn for the coming of Shabbos. So, v'shamarta v'asisa means, says the Agra de Kala, Tetzape Mosai Tovo Yodi Vekemena. In other words, you have to have an attitude that the mitzvah is important, so I can't wait. I can't wait till Sukkot that I can shake the lulav. I can't wait till I can sit in the Sukkot. Because in other words, things that are important, you can't wait to do. So you have to have, and if you have that attitude, then it's going to be B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. V'shamarta V'asitza means that before the Asisa, Shamarta means You should have the attitude of looking forward. And if you don't have that attitude, that shows that you don't really properly understand the value of what it's all about. And that's the pasuk in this week's parsha, the famous pasuk on page 12, Tachash asher lo avata Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav b'rov kol. That, right? That the and the Rabbeinu Bechaya, I didn't put it in the packet there, but the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that there's a separate mitzvah of simcha besides the actual mitzvah itself. And the Shalah writes on page 14, V'hu acheshek v'aval Hashem Yisparach Torah Shekadosh L'mesfusel Lishmor Lassos L'kayim Es Kol B'simcha G'dola Sheyismach Shezocha L'avod Et Hashem Yisparach L'yos Dovak Bo V'ven Loshen Sofer HaRedin B'knai Kiyim HaMitzvah HaSimcha HaGdola B'mitzvah D'chol Mitzvah O'mitzvah Shetizdamin Lo Dur Nehu D'shodr Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer HaRedim says that every mitzvah that we have, what does durna mean? A present. We should view every mitzvah that comes our way as God gives us a present. The king gives you a present. If you believe me, if the President of the United States would send you to your door a box, a present, you'd be like floored. You'd be like... So that's the attitude that we have to have. That, as the Sefer HaRedim says, that if we have the attitude that Chol Mitzvah is a Durna, the Shadr LeHakadosh Baruch Hu, so then of course you're going to have the attitude of Simcha and Tuv Levav. And Rabosa, I'd like to say specifically, about mitzvahs, but specifically about learning Torah. Specifically about learning Torah, especially in the beginning of the year now. That the V'samachta b'chol hatov. Pasuk says, page 16. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says an unbelievable thing. I'm sure I put it in some other package, but if you never saw it, page 17. He says like this. Gam yirmoz v'marzeh b'chol hatov el haTorah. Tov is Torah, ain't tov el haTorah. Now this is famous comment. Shim hoyu bnei adam margishim b'mesikus v'arevus tuv haTorah. If people really understand how sweet Torah is, hayu mishtagim u'mislatim aruchareh v'lechoshe b'neim melo olam kesev zov l'meuva ki haTorah korelas kol haTorah b'olam. If you really would appreciate Torah, you would no other physical thing in the world can even come near it. That was, if you would really understand how chashuv it is, and how enjoyable it can be. You would say nothing comes close. And that's the yisod, Rabosai. The yisod is the recognition of importance. And if we recognize it was important, we won't miss from our learning, because that's a priority. If it's not a priority, then everything could fall by the wayside. And that's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities. And for Torah and for mitzvahs. And we have to, and these opportunities are brachas, as we'll see soon. And we have to seize the moment. We have to recognize the importance and seize the moment. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha. Take a look, page 18. Yem shemot tishma b'kol Hashem alakech l'shmor lasos et kol mitzvosav she'enochi mitzavcha yom son Hashem alakech l'ayim kol arz. Now, page 19. Uvo alecha kol habrochos ha'ele v'hisigucha kisishma b'kol Hashem alakech. Now, this is a very interesting pasuk. All the brachas are going to come, and they're going to run after you. So the Sforno writes on page 21, Sometimes we get brachas that we didn't put effort in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just sends the brachas our way. Sometimes that can happen. But let me show you in the Sefer Degel Machaneh Ephraim on page 23. That's one of the classic Hasidic Svarim. He says like this: Zubo alecha kol habracha se'ela v'zigucha. Sarach l'havin zeh she'ein lo bir, l'chora. And Ron Omer l'hefach, she'hu yasig es habrachas. What do you mean the brachas are going to come after me? Ach ha'inyin hu k'moshi spal David. Ach tov ha'chesed yirdefuni. Right? Kol yimei chayai, famous pasuk. Ha'inkifomim adam barech ben ha'tov, mach mas kotzer daito, she'in adem hu tov. L'kach es spal David, ach tov ha'chesed yirdefuni, she'im yirdefu acharai. Yasigo si. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a bracha and we don't realize it's a bracha. So we don't take advantage. And sometimes we lose the opportunity. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the bracha run after us. So we won't lose the opportunity. So that's the sod. Because sometimes Hashem sends us a bracha, an opportunity in life for different things. Sometimes for a shidduch. Sometimes it's an opportunity to learn, sometimes an opportunity to do a chesed, and sometimes we just don't realize the value, and then we neglect it, we lose it. But sometimes with Zoche, at least, that hisigucha means that the bracha will run after you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep sending it, till you wake up and you realize that this is a bracha. Because sometimes we don't understand the value in opportunities of life. And it's not always the hisigucha. You have to have a special chus that'll be the hisigucha. And the Svasema says also, on the page before, he says, Ki yesh bracha she'enam z'barach yochel l'chabel. Sometimes there's a bracha, but a person's not ready to accept the bracha yet. And of course, bracha, you know, keeps the bracha on hold. But that's the idea of both sides. What we were saying till now is erkon, the hakara of the erkon, means the value of Torah bracha. Means that's the idea of when we make a bracha, lo shachachti, lo shachachti, Rashi says, milavarechacha. And what does it mean, milavarechacha? So the Svasemis says, it means the chibuv mitzvah to understand how important it is. Understand the value. If you understand the value, that becomes a priority. If it's not so important, it's not a priority. But that's the important idea. And that's the shamarta v'asisa. The Agra de Kala says the shamarta v'asisa is loshon v'aviv shamar sadover. Yeah, not only you should do mitzvahs, but you should yearn for them. Because you have the hakara of how great it is. And that's what the Archaim HaKadosh says. If we really appreciate how beautiful Torah is, how enjoyable Torah is, then nothing would even come close. There wouldn't even be a close second. The Samachta B'chol HaTov. And the same thing by a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities in life. Opportunities for friendship. In yeshiva, opportunities for shiur, this weekday shiur, Sunday is an opportunity. You know what I mean? If you person would learn all the Sunday shiur and Bezer Hashem that we have, it's a tremendous amount you could learn. It's an opportunity. But then sometimes they don't show up. So sometimes you can get another opportunity. Sometimes not. V'hi sigucha. Sigucha means Hashem said the bracha, and you just ran away, and you didn't take advantage. So Hashem will sometimes say, but sometimes He won't. You have to be zocher for the bracha of v'hisigucha. And that's the yisod in life. Life is all about this idea of hakara, of what is number one, what is number two, what is number three, what are the values. And sometimes you need hadracha to understand what's a value. Sometimes, when does chesed play in? When does Torah play in? How do you organize your list of priorities, your list of, of values. And but that's the Yisod. That was Vidoy Meiser, the climax of Vidoy Meiser is understanding Lo Shachachti, that I didn't forget to make the bracha, meaning I didn't forget, as the Mizrahi says, I didn't forget to give you Shevach. As Chasema says, I didn't forget how important it is. I recognize the Hashivas. If you recognize the Hashivas, then it's V'shamarta V'asisa. Then it's not V'asisa, you're just going to do it. You're going to, wow, I can't wait. I can't, like a person has a trip planned. So they say like half the hana of a trip is the packing. You know, is the planning, is the excitement, the hype before. So if you see something excited about, wow. And that's tachas, that's in this piece parsha. The simcha comes from that hargasha of chashivas. If we would have the right perspective, then we would have the right simcha. And the last thing that is pointed out in the Sefer Sifsei Tzadik, and this doesn't really, it's not the fit in with the rest of it, but since he said it on this pasuk, we'll say it over. So with Visigucha, we said from the Degel Machmeh Fraya means that the brachas will run after you sometimes, even though you messed up and you didn't take advantage of the opportunity. But the Sigucha also means Rabbunim said Uzal Perish Alutishtana Acha Kabos Abrachas. Sigucha means it's the bracha is going to meet you where you are. You're not going to change after the bracha. Meaning sometimes people get a bracha and now they become big Balei Gaiva because they think they're so great. So the Sigucha means that the bracha is going to meet up with you where you are now. You're not going to change as a result of the bracha. It's not going to cause you to become a Baal Gaiva. But that's a separate nekuda. But the point that I wanted to stress over here is the concept of recognizing opportunity in life. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends different opportunities. Here we have, you're starting the beginning of the Zman of Yeshiva. There's so many opportunities to learn, you know, and to make relationships with Rebbeim and friends. Take advantage of these opportunities. Don't sleep through. Sometimes you sleep through, you'll be zochev v'sigucha that some other year in your life you'll get it back. But sometimes not. Don't rely on the hisigucha, because you have to be zochev v'sigucha. Do it now. Take advantage of every opportunity. Understand the value of lo shachachti. That I not only I did the mitzvah, but I understood it was important. Therefore, I made sure to yearn for it. V'shamarta v'asisa. Loshen v'aviv shomer sadov.